Yes, Chris, it's all over here, and well, Donegal have got their Ricky Racco campaign up and running with the win. 2 points in the end, pretty tight, pretty close, and close encounter right throughout. It took goals from Richie Ryan, a second half sub for the injured Declan Coulter, and Rona McDermott to steal this tie for Donegal. Remember, Donegal led by 11 points to 5 at half time, and certainly after a very slow start and sluggish start, it was 2 points all at the first water break. Donegal did pull away with Bernard Lafferty, Declan Coulter and Rona McDermott all getting points to lead 11 points to 2 at half time. But the Longford men playing with the wind in the back in the second half really comes to fight to Donegal, and they reeled off 4 quick points on the resumption to reduce the margin to just 2 points. Donegal failed to score in the third quarter, 11-9 at the second water break. But Donegal responded well to the Longford challenge, and Richie Ryan got in up for the first goal on 54 minutes when he flicked a rebound after hearing Matheson's shot to the back of the Longford net, and Donegal cruised ahead of 11 points. But the Longford men came back again with Daniel Connell, Joe O'Brien, or Alan Ward all scoring points, and before Rona McDermott again, with just about 2 minutes of normal time left, but in on the end of a good run, final pass coming from Ryan to make it 2-12 to 13 points. Longford did respond with 8 points, and then they got a late goal in injury time to reduce the margin to 1 before Kieran Matheson, on his return to Donegal after a year out, steal the win with a late point from a free. 2-13 to 1-14. That's how it ended here on the long mark.